The Neighbour by Fiona Cummins. Read by Kelly Houghton. Every killing has a taste of its own. I expect you didn't know that. Young women are sweetened with hope, less astringent than their older selves who reek of experience, bitter as sorrel leaves. The boys, yes, they remain boys until they have earned the right to be called men, are seasoned with bravado, but lack piquancy. As the life ebbs from them, they taste of metal and shyness and tears. The older generation are oversalted with loss and grief. They have absorbed the hurts of lives that have been lived, storm-battered but surviving. They do not accept death. They fight against the injustice of a thief like me. As their airways constrict, as each pull of breath grows ragged and reluctant, their faces are sketched with panic, the dusty tapestries of their histories unfurling as the darkness takes hold. Their flavourings are persistence and regret. I am telling you this now because I still possess the faintest of hopes that somewhere you can hear me as I hear the police sirens lacerating the silence. The sound makes my teeth itch, like a blade being honed on a steel. As the reckoning approaches, I suppose there is a need to unburden myself, to seek absolution for the sins I have committed. I am not sorry for what I have done. The remorse I feel is not for the lives I have taken, but for what each act of murder has cost me. The power to take a life is a gift not many possess. I have always understood this. I do not have many talents, and I am grateful for it. But the world is not so forgiving. Some will call me a monster, deserving of a death sentence myself. It is fair, I suppose. But I am not a monster. I have never been a monster. I am a keeper of secrets, and I am not alone. The greengrocer's boy stuffing shiny apples into paper bags and pound coins into his pockets. The piano teacher who makes house calls sneaking glimpses at his pupils' bare knees. The exhausted mother who fantasizes about shoving the pram she is pushing into oncoming traffic. The families who move in and out of the avenue, as ceaseless as time. We all hide secrets, dark and ugly. You. Me. And every one of us on this dirt-filled earth. This is the last time I will feel the sun on my face or hear the greetings of the blackbirds or inhale the scent of damask roses. Perhaps I deserve to spend the rest of my days in a cage, condemned to a life without freedom as I have condemned others. Hush. Now, listen. Can you hear, as I do, the thunder of the funeral drums? The police are almost upon me. And so I'll begin. Because the time has come to finish it. Because the only way to start this story is at its end.